setting for a June wedding. I spent most of May's wedding week in Myrtlewood, and on the actual day of the wedding, I woke up pretty early so that Alex and I could be ready for pictures at 8. He and 5 of his cousins were in the wedding party, and I was counting on Brother to be able to tie the boys' bow ties. Since I'm pretty sure you can minor in bow tying at Ole Miss, I expected Brother to be highly qualified. The morning was muggy, with an unseasonably heavy haze hanging in the air, and when I broke into a sweat just trying to get Alex, me, and all our stuff loaded in the car at 7:45 in the morning, I wondered how the rest of the day was going to pan out. Resolved that a little humidity wasn't going to ruin the day, I cranked up the AC in my car, spackled a little more powder on my face, and hit the road. Over the course of my life, I've witnessed way more than my fair share of beautiful southern nuptials, but I have to say my first glimpse of Robin and JD's yard completely took my breath away. I don't know if I've seen a lovelier setting for a wedding. The bride and her mother had thought of every detail, including monogram fans wrapped in coordinating ribbon, as well as a lemonade table at the entrance to the backyard so guests could enjoy a cool drink as they found their seats. Hydrangeas were in full bloom in the flower beds, while ceramic and stone planters overflowed with roses, caladiums, daisies.